Jeff Blair loves to commute. Let him join you on yours. Subscribe to podcasts of The Jeff Blair Show at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. He doesn't always play nice. And that's what gets you the information you need. This is The Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
All right, again, to keep you informed of the breaking news in Ottawa, 680 News would be your station, your destination for the breaking news from Ottawa. But this is what we know so far, and we'll be joined in a minute by Maurice Delacosta of the London Free Press. This is what we know so far. At 9:52 a.m. this morning, Ottawa police received a call indicating shots had been fired at the National War Memorial in Ottawa. We now know that a soldier standing guard at the National War Memorial in Ottawa was shot by an unknown gunman. That soldier has been taken away in a stretcher. No information yet on his status. We also know that there have been reports of gunfire inside the halls of Parliament. A Tory MP tweeted that the gunman was shot and killed. That has not been confirmed by Ottawa police. Now, there are a lot, needless to say, a lot of reporters on the scene in Ottawa. And the latest we have via Twitter, and these are from reputable reporters. Rosie Barton of CBC is reporting, and this 5 minutes ago, that shots were fired at the Chateau Laurier Hotel. And again, if you don't know Ottawa, the Chateau Laurier Hotel is right next to Parliament Hill. The National War Memorial is across the street. I would almost say it's kitty corner across the street. We spoke to Joe Bowen, the radio voice of the Leafs. He and the rest of the team are staying at the Westin Hotel. That is literally steps from the National War Memorial. We talked to Joe Bowen. That hotel was not in lockdown, but Joe Bowen saying that from his window, he could see the police activity. So again, that's where we are. We know that there have been shots fired in the center block of Parliament Hill. And again, this is Wednesday morning. This is a caucus morning in Ottawa. This is when the MPs from the major parties, all the MPs, get together for their caucus meetings. And there are reports that of gunfire in the center block. We also know that Prime Minister Stephen Harper has been taken away. He is safe, according to his spokesman. He was taken away from Parliament Hill to an undisclosed location. We know that Thomas Mulcair, Justin Trudeau, according to their spokesman, they've been accounted for. You can understand it's a fluid situation, and just watching it on TV right now on CBC, I mean, there are literally, and I've been in this building several times, there are literally police officers in bulletproof vests running around the hallways of Parliament Hill with guns drawn right now. And that's the latest we have. Again, 680 News will keep you informed. We'll give you all the details as we get them, as they are confirmed. This much we do know. A soldier standing guard at the National War Memorial in Ottawa has been shot by an unknown gunman. That soldier has been taken away in a stretcher. No report yet on that soldier's status. A gunman, possibly the same gunman, has been reported in Parliament Hill, in the center block of Parliament Hill. Shots have been fired there. Rosie Barton of CBC, one of their national reporters, reporting that shots have been fired at the Chateau Laurier Hotel. And that is, again, that's very close to Parliament Hill. I should also mention that the U.S. Embassy is down the street from the Chateau Laurier. So again, if you haven't been in Ottawa, and I mentioned this to Joe Bowen, this is the heart of your government. This is the Prime Minister's office. This is the opposition leader's office. The senators. This is the National Press Building is there. This is the heart of the federal government. in Canada. And the U.S. Embassy is also in the same area. And Ottawa police, surprisingly, have been advising citizens to stay off rooftops, stay away from windows in the downtown core. In fact, they're telling people to avoid the downtown core. Again, that is as much confirmed information as we have right now. We will, of course, interrupt immediately when we hear any other news. And by all means, go to 680 News for continued updates on this situation in Ottawa, the developing situation in Ottawa. Want to talk a little sports right now. And again, as I said, we will keep you informed. You know, of course, that the Toronto Maple Leafs hired Mark Hunter yesterday as their director of player personnel. Of course, immediately there's a lot of speculation about what this means for the status of general manager David Nonis. Some people would describe him as being a bit of a lame duck general manager right now, what with Brendan Shanahan in the president's office, Kyle Dubas and his numbers guys around him, and now Mark Hunter, who Kyle Dubas certainly knows from his days in the Ontario Hockey League. Mark Hunter is now the director of player personnel. It's getting pretty crowded. It's getting pretty crowded in the executive suite around the Maple Leafs offices these days. Morris Della Costa is a columnist with the London Free Press, knows the Hunter family very well. Of course, the Hunter family, extremely successful operators of the London Knights franchise, the Ontario Hockey League. And Morris Della Costa joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Hey, Morris, thanks for your patience.
Hey, no problem. You know what? It's pretty secondary to everything else that's going on, Jeff. No problem.
Yeah, it is. But we carry on. Nonetheless. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Were you surprised that Mark Hunter would take on this challenge? Because my understanding was things are pretty sweet with the London Knights, to say the least.
That's a question that gets asked an awful lot. I'm surprised at the timing. Not surprised that he's gone. Let me tell you, there are two things that are always asked of the London Knights throughout the season, usually at the end of the season. And the first thing is the rumor that props up every year to the Hunter boys, are you selling the team? The response to that is usually, are you crazy? Mm-hmm. And the second rumor is, which one of you guys is going to the NHL? And I've talked to Mark about this repeatedly. I've known him for better part of 25 years, and he always says, you know what? I love the London Knights. I love junior hockey. Most importantly, I'm my own boss here. I can do whatever I want with the team. I can do practically whatever I want with my brother Dale with the hockey team. And he said, I'm not going to go until the situation is perfect for me. My personal life's in place. The hockey team is in a good place. And I'm going to go to a team where I don't have to keep worrying and looking over my back to see what's going on. I want to be in a situation where I have some control over what I do, where that there looks to be a team that may be on an upward slant. And mm-hmm. I just think for him it was ready. So no, I'm not surprised he's gone to the NHL. The timing's a little surprising, but after the Knights hosted the Memorial Cup last year and aren't about to get it again, I felt that if he was going to go anytime within the next year or so, would have been appropriate.
Morris Della Costa joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. I find this fascinating because I don't know Mark Hunter, but, you know, from a distance, I know his reputation, and I have a hard time seeing him and Kyle Dubas sitting down and pulling out, you know, their laptop computers and comparing Corsi.
No. You're absolutely right.
But yet, you know, Kyle has said, hey, Mark is one of those guys who is, you know, open to new ideas and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've got to think that Mark Hunter's a smart guy. I've got to think he would join this organization. He knows who's in the ascendancy and conversely who's in the descendancy here. But to try to tell me, Morris, what a meeting would be like between Mark Hunter and a bunch of numbers guys.
Okay. Mark Hunter is a player guy. That's mm-hmm. the bottom line. Mark Hunter and Dale, his brother, of course, who coaches the team, hire guys that support their weaknesses. So if Dale isn't a big video guy, the assistant coaches he hires are good video guys. If Mark isn't a numbers guy, the guy that works with him is a good numbers guy. Mark will find the hockey player. He'll take a look at what the team needs, what a roster needs, and he'll go out and he'll find that player. I don't know how it's going to translate into at the pro level, but all I know is he's done it for years and years and years in junior hockey. So Mark will go in and he'll listen to what Kyle has to say. He listens to what everybody has to say. He'll weigh the pros and cons. He'll talk with people in the organization who he feels know the game, and he'll go about his business of finding the right players to fit the direction the team wants to go. And that's what he's not going to denigrate anybody. He's not going to brush people off with numbers, but you have to understand that, you know, Mark Hunter is a talent guy first. He'll look at a hockey player and determine whether he can play the game or not. Everything else, he'll listen to because he respects new ideas, and you aren't successful in a business the way he's been unless you listen to new ideas.
And you mentioned this point earlier, and I should have gone into a little more detail on it, but just so people know, I mean, there's no indication the Hunters are selling.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, they bought it for the reality is they bought the team for about $2 million, not counting the old ice house, which they paid a little more for and sold it twice, so they've always run into money. But no, they paid too money for the franchise. I've asked him repeatedly what he thinks it's worth. I know from talking to people it would be somewhere between $16 and $20 million now. So they have no intention. It's their business. It's their retirement fund. It's everything. So, no, they're not selling.
Morris, it was good of you to join us this morning. Again, thanks so much for your patience. I really appreciate it. It's always good to talk to you, my friend.
Anytime. Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you. That is Morris Della Costa. Does a terrific job. The London Free Press, and as I've said several times, one of the truly phenomenal traveling companions in this business, and we appreciate Morris joining us. So, again, dealing with considerable amount of breaking news today. A city that I lived in for 6 years. Just to refresh, a soldier standing guard at the National War Memorial in Ottawa has been shot by an unknown gunman. Multiple reports since then of gunshots being fired at the center block of Parliament Hill. At the Chateau Laurier Hotel, Ottawa police are currently essentially trying to shut down the entire downtown area. They're urging people to stay away from windows, stay off rooftops. As you can imagine, there are multiple confirmed and unconfirmed reports about what is going on in Ottawa right now. This much we do know. At 9:52 a.m. this morning, Ottawa police confirm they received a call with a report of shots fired. A soldier standing guard at the National War Memorial in Ottawa has been taken away in a stretcher, shot by an unknown gunman. After that, gunman, and I'm going to use, we'll say singular right now. Again, there are multiple reports, but shots were fired inside the halls of Parliament. And there was a report by Tory MP Bob Zimmer, tweeted that a gunman was shot and killed. That report could not be immediately verified. And indeed, it appears now as if, based on what the Ottawa police are doing right now, they're certainly concerned that even if that gunman was shot, there certainly appears to be another gunman out there. Prime Minister Stephen Harper was rushed away from the building to an undisclosed location. That is from officials in his office. Thomas Mulcair, leader of the NDP, leader of the opposition, he has been, is safe. Same with Justin Trudeau. It's a Wednesday morning in Ottawa. That is a caucus morning. That is when MPs get together, and the NDP MPs will caucus in one room, and the Conservative MPs will caucus in another room, and the Liberal MPs will caucus in another room. So it's a busy morning in Ottawa. Just in the normal course of the nation's business, it's a busy morning in Ottawa. And again, there are multiple reports of at least one, possibly more gunmen. We do know that shots have been fired inside the center block of Parliament Hill. And for those of you who, again, do not know the geography of Ottawa, this is, we're talking a fairly confined area. We're talking the National War Memorial, which is right across from the Westin, where the Toronto Maple Leafs are currently staying. The Chateau Laurier, right across from that, literally. And then Parliament Hill, right next to that. And also the U.S. Embassy just down the street from the National War Memorial in downtown Ottawa. This is the oldest part of the city. It's a very concentrated part of the city. As I said, it is literally and figuratively the heart of our governmental, it's the heart of our government. And it is currently, to say the least, under siege right now. For more on this, you can go to 680 News. And as I said, we will break in as soon as we have further details. We are going to continue our focus on sports. The Toronto Raptors are continuing their preseason preparations. They'll play Maccabee Haifa tonight at the Air Canada Centre, an exhibition game. Kyle Lowry is the Raptors' point guard. And Kyle Lowry joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Hey, Kyle, thanks so much for doing this morning.
No problem, fellas.
I was talking with Paul Jones last week, and I said, I can't believe how long the NBA preseason is. How is it too long, Kyle?
I think as players, we would rather get to the regular season sooner. But you know, as businessmen, I think we all understand the business aspect of it. You know, we have to get a certain amount of games in, and you know, I think it helps us to a certain extent of getting us better and getting us a little more preparation and get guys who probably wouldn't see regular season rotation minutes. You get those guys some minutes, so I think it is what it is. It's not going to change.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. It's Kyle Lowry joining us on the Jeff Blair Show. How different has this preseason been for you? You know, you've got the contract. You're the guy. You're one of the core guys in this team. Your story's well known. The relationship between you and Dwayne Casey, you and this city, you and your teammates has really developed. How different has this preseason been for you?
No different approach than last preseason. You know, coming in as a professional, coming in ready to go, and you know, at the end of the day, we still, you know, I personally had to come in and do my job, and no matter, you know, contract, and you know, everyone knows, yeah, I've signed back, but I still had to come in here and lace them up and go to work every day, and so that's the philosophy I play with, and I think that's what our philosophy, our team, and our coach, you know, leads us by.
Kyle Lowry joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. What's been the biggest, if I had to ask you what the most positive thing you've seen so far from this team in preseason, what would that be?
How hard we play. I mean, we play extremely hard. And, you know, our togetherness is still as strong as it was last year. You know, we lost some great guys, you know, from last season's team. And but I think we gained a few good guys coming back, new guys, you know, guys coming back in and, you know, young guys. So, I think, you know, we still have the same continuity and being together. And, you know, we're just the positive thing, we are working extremely hard. And every single day, you know, it's a hard, you know, hard working day.
Kyle, Dwayne Casey now has had this core group together for a while. Has there been a difference in the tone of training camp this year? Has there been maybe more focus on a particular area of the game compared to any other area?
No, Coach is a defensive guy, so, you know, our training camp was, you know, mainly, you know, really targeted at defense. So, you know, that's his main focus, you know, the offense, you know, we're going to score. Mm-hmm. But he's really focused in on defense like he always has, and that's why he is what he is. You know, he's a good head coach, known for defense.
Kyle, one of the things Dwayne Casey was very clear about early in training camp, he talked about wanting to work on the team's decision-making process late in games. And part of that was, you know, we talked about having maybe a smaller group out there, yourself, Gravis, Lou Williams is now on the team. How hard is it to work on that in training camp? You know, because it's one thing, it's one thing to be in the final minute of a game in a preseason game, and another thing to be in, you know, to be at the United Center with everybody screaming at you and you're down by 1 point and you've got the ball with 6 seconds.
We, as professionals, I think we put ourselves in a mentality that, you know, this is the situation we may be in. So you you have to kind of think of it like that. I think it's definitely tough because it's not, you know, the United States or, you know, Chesapeake Bay Arena. I mean, it's not none of those lives, not the Garden. You know, it's our own team and our own little facility, but. And I think it's just good that, you know, we get the chance to, that we worked on that a lot. We worked on the last 2 minutes of game and situations a whole lot this preseason. So it definitely was the emphasis of coaches this year.
Hey, Kyle, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much. Really looking forward to seeing you guys this season. And, you know, I've been making the point the Raptors really won over a lot of fans in this city with the playoff performance last year. And, people are talking about it. People are excited about it. So stay healthy and go get them.
All right, man. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Take care. That is Kyle Lowry. He is the Toronto Raptors point guard. He is the point guard for the Toronto Raptors, accent on the. He's the guy. And as I said, this is a team that a lot of people in the city are really looking forward to. It just seems to me that the preseason is, it seems to me that it's endless. All right, we're going to get back to the breaking news from Ottawa again. And 680 News would, of course, be your destination for ongoing coverage of the situation in Ottawa. This is what we know as of 11:21 this morning. According to the CBC, one gunman has been confirmed dead. A soldier standing guard at the National War Memorial in Ottawa has been shot by an unknown gunman. This morning, Ottawa police confirmed they received a call at 9:52 a.m. with a report of shots fired. This soldier was standing guard at the National War Memorial in Ottawa. Subsequent to that, shots were fired the center block of Parliament Hill on Parliament Hill. And there have been reports from Rosie Barton of CBC of shots being fired around the Chateau Laurier Hotel. Prime Minister Stephen Harper has been rushed away from the building to an undisclosed location. He is safe. Thomas Mulcair, Justin Trudeau, their spokespeople have said that they are safe. Ottawa police are currently, they're essentially running a sweep right now through the city of Ottawa, telling people to stay away from windows, telling people to stay off of rooftops. There are multiple reports from Ottawa of police snipers on rooftops. So clearly this is a fluid situation. CBC is now saying they have an unconfirmed report that there is more than one shooter in Parliament Hill. This is the latest from the Canadian Press. A gunman opened fire at the National War Memorial, wounding a soldier, then moved to nearby Parliament Hill and wounded a security guard before he was shot, reportedly by Parliament's Sergeant at Arms. The hill remains under lockdown amid reports there may be 2 to 3 shooters, according to a senior official locked in the official opposition leader's office. So again, Parliament Hill is in lockdown. And if you're listening in Ottawa, because we do have a lot of listeners in Ottawa, if you're listening in Ottawa, needless to say, Ottawa police are asking you to please stay away from the downtown area. Conservative MP Bob Zimmer has tweeted that a gunman was shot and killed. That report was not immediately verified by police. Of course, now we hear from the Canadian Press that one gunman has been shot. Two sources told the Canadian Press that Kevin Vickers, the sergeant at arms for the House of Commons, shot an assailant. The soldier who was standing on guard at the National War Memorial has been taken away on a stretcher. And I'm going to try to, again, I keep going back to this so you understand the geography of the area. And I know a lot of you have been in Ottawa, but I think it bears repeating. This is a pretty confined area. This is the governmental heart of our country. And the War Memorial, the Chateau Laurier Hotel, Parliament Hill, the U.S. Embassy, for that matter, all in very close proximity. I mean, this is a walking tour we're talking about. And they are in lockdown right now. The Toronto Maple Leafs, this from Steve Keogh, who is the Maple Leafs public relations director. The Leafs, who are staying in the Westin Hotel, which is right next to the War Memorial, have been instructed to stay inside their hotel. They did not skate this morning. And that was pre-planned. The Leafs got in late from Long Island last night. They did not have a morning skate planned. And so there you go. The Leafs are in their Ottawa area hotel, and they have been told to stay in their hotel. And as I said, the downtown area, is basically in lockdown in Ottawa. So just to confirm what we know, according to Canadian press, a gunman opened fire at the National War Memorial, wounding a soldier, then moved to Parliament Hill, to the center block of Parliament Hill. The hill remains under lockdown. Amid reports, there may be 2 to 3 shooters. CBC is reporting that one shooter has been confirmed dead inside the Parliament buildings. Canadian press is reporting that shooter will have been shot or was shot by Kevin Vickers, the sergeant at arms for the House of Commons. There have been reports from Rosie Barton of CBC, from various reporters on the scene. And again, this place is literally crawling with reporters at the best of time, including the National Press Center is right across the street from Parliament Hill. There were reports from Rosie Barton that shots were also fired at the Chateau Laurier Hotel. Mai Habib, who is a news anchor in CFRA Ottawa, has just reported on Twitter, these are the current areas in Ottawa that are now under lockdown. Parliament, the Rideau Centre, which is a large shopping centre right next to the National War Memorial. The University of Ottawa, which is a little farther away from there. All downtown schools, all Ottawa police stations, the courthouse and city hall, they have all been put in lockdown as police and security forces attempt to come to grips with this developing situation in Ottawa. Again, one shooter, this from the CBC, a shooter's been confirmed dead inside the Parliament buildings. A soldier who was standing guard at the National War Memorial was shot. This is what precipitated the whole incident. At 9:52 a.m., Ottawa police confirmed they received a call with a report of shots fired. A soldier who was standing guard at the National War Memorial was wounded, taken away by stretcher. Gunmen have since moved on to Parliament Hill. We now have a report from Josh Wingrove of the Globe and Mail, citing on Twitter, a police source has told a Globe colleague of mine that a second shooter has been shot. So again, the CBC is confirming that one shooter is dead in the Parliament buildings, shot apparently by the sergeant at arms, Kevin Vickers. Josh Wingrove of the Globe and Mail reporting that a colleague of his has been told that a second shooter has been shot as well. This is Wednesday morning. This is a caucus morning in Ottawa. This is where the major parties, where the MPs gather for their internal sessions. It is a busy morning at Parliament Hill. So that is the latest we have in the situation. Again, go to 680 News for further details. Don Brennan of the Ottawa Sun is on the scene at the Canadian Tire Center. It's Canadian Tire Place, Canadian Tire Center. Canadian Tire Center in Kanata. That is where the Leafs and the Ottawa Senators are expected to play tonight. The Leafs, again, did not skate this morning. They did not have a pregame skate. That was prearranged. The Ottawa Senators did have their pregame skate, and will be joined from the Canadian Tire Center by Don Brennan of the Ottawa Sun. This is the Jeff Blair Show, and this is Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590, The Fan, on demand. Now more of the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
All right, we are staying on top of the breaking news out of Ottawa, and again, so is our, so is 680 News, just down the dial. For those of you who don't know, unbelievable, remarkable morning in Ottawa. 9:52 a.m., Ottawa police confirmed that they received a call with a report of shots being fired in the area of the National War Memorial in Ottawa. A soldier standing guard at the National War Memorial was shot by an unknown gunman.
That soldier was taken away on stretcher. After that, after the shooting of the gunman, shots were fired. Multiple shots were fired on Parliament Hill, the center block of Parliament Hill. It's now been confirmed that one shooter was shot dead inside Parliament Hill. The sergeant of arms at Parliament Hill, which is sort of the chief security officer of Parliament Hill, shot one shooter. After that, there were reports, continued reports of firing in the area around the Chateau Laurier Hotel. And Ottawa police are now confirming that there are multiple shooters involved in this, that at least two or three of them are involved. There's also an unconfirmed report that a second shooter has been taken down, that from the CBC. And as I said, just to kind of give you a little bit of a background on this, this is a caucus morning in Ottawa, so the MPs from the parties would be gathering for their internal meetings in the center block. A busy day, to say the least, in the governmental heart of our country. And the downtown Ottawa is in a virtual lockdown right now. The Rideau Center, the Chateau Laurier, of course, Parliament Hill, they have all been locked down. Schools in the downtown area have been locked down. Police stations have been locked down. We've been told further to that, that all Canadian Forces bases are now in lockdown as well. This, of course, this incident coming just 2 days after two Canadian soldiers were run over, one of them killed in Quebec by a man with jihadist sympathies. So again, Ottawa's in a state of lockdown right now, downtown Ottawa. The Leafs and Senators are scheduled to play a game tonight at the Canadian Tire Center in Kanata. And for those of you who don't know, Kanata's probably about a 40-minute drive west downtown Ottawa. People who live in Ottawa will say, no, Jeff, it's an hour and a half during rush hour. But it's about a 40-minute drive to Kanata from the downtown area. That is where the Canadian Tire Center is. That is where the Leafs and Senators are scheduled to play tonight. The Leafs did not have a morning skate today. They have been instructed to stay inside their hotel. That morning skate was not scheduled anyhow. The Leafs players were given the morning off by head coach Randy Carlyle after last night's game against the Islanders. The Ottawa Senators did skate at Canadian Tire Center, and Don Brennan of the Ottawa Sun joins us. Hey, Don, thanks so much for doing this morning.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the appropriate answer for that is. You know, certainly as someone who lived there for 6 years and his family there and considers it to be kind of a second home. I'm frankly kind of pissed off. if you want to know the truth right now, I'm frankly kind of pissed off. What's the sense at the Canadian Tire Center? Is the game still expected to go ahead tonight? I know it seems that's kind of secondary when there are gunshots being fired downtown, but is there any sense yet that the game may be postponed tonight?
Well, it's a terribly disturbing time, obviously, and I don't think anybody really knows right now. I think everybody's on hold. Paul McLean addressed it a little bit, was asked about what his thoughts on it. He said, well, it's in the NHL's hands. It's the Senators were also involved in another tragic incident a couple of years ago in Boston when the bomb went off at the Marathon.
That's right.
I was talking to one of the players who expects that their game will go on, who said that we almost played that game. We were half dressed in the dressing room and the whole city was in lockdown. And that happened in the afternoon. So that was just his feeling that this game would still be played. But I guess everything is up in the air to see what happens for the rest of the day.
Don Brennan joins us from the Ottawa Sun. We should mention, by the way, that Cyril Leader, the Ottawa Senators president, will join Hockey Central at noon today, right out of the gate. So maybe we'll get an update from there. I mean, Don, Ottawa's such a it's a small city. It's pretty spread out, but the Ottawa Senators are kind of the biggest. I mean, they're the biggest deal in town. I would think that a lot of Senators players, guys like Chris Phillips, guys who've lived there for a long time, this really must be a difficult morning for them.
Oh, for sure. And everybody, you know, obviously that has any type of friends or family members that work downtown at all are obviously very concerned. But, you know, it's one of those things that you're right. It's a small town. It's the capital of the country, but it's a small town. You made reference, I listened to you earlier about it, a 40-minute drive from downtown to the rink, and you said that you'd be corrected on that. But I made it from Orleans this morning in 20 minutes, and that's in the East End.
So. All right. So I must – that says more about you, the driver.
Yeah, yeah. It does. But it also says that the construction, which has been going on in the Queensway for the last couple of months, is finally letting up. So, it's something that nobody's really familiar with. I mean, you don't expect that anything like this to happen in Canada, really. And it's everybody's just, I think, in some sort of surprise / shock, whatever you want to call it, and just very concerned.
And Don, as someone who lives and works in Ottawa, just I told people that, you know, trying to give people an idea of the geography of that area, and I'm sure a lot of people have been down there, but essentially we're talking, it's like a walking tour for the most part, isn't it? Those
downtown
areas. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's generally pretty busy for a town that doesn't, you know, a downtown that isn't as alive and vibrant as Toronto's, for instance. It's generally pretty busy. It's like you said, a tourist kind of thing to drop by the Parliament Hill and check things out. So, yeah, it's, you know, you see some of the clips or you hear some of the radio clips of what's going on, the gunfire, and, man, it's disturbing.
Don, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks so much. Stay safe.
Thank you, Jeff. I feel that there's not a threat out here. But you know, you just don't know how many people are involved in this, how many, lunatics, if I can use that word, are involved in something like this. So, everybody's, I think, just keeping their head up.
Yeah. You be well, Don. Thank you.
Thanks.
It's Don Brennan of the Ottawa Sun. Again, Don Brennan saying he made it from Orleans to the Canadian Tire Center in 20 minutes. Orleans is in the east side of the city. Canadian Tire Center's in Kanata. It takes me 40 minutes. But I quite often when I've been making the trip, it's during rush hour. So there you go. Cyril Leader, the president and alternate governor of the Ottawa Senators. He will join Hockey Central at noon right out of the gate, and we'll get an update from him again. No indication. I mean, clearly, whether or not there's an NHL game tonight is not the most important thing in the agenda in Ottawa right now. But, you know, we do, depending on the amount of manpower that security forces will need to bring the situation under control, you know, that would imagine would have a bearing on whether or not the game goes on. But again, Cyril Leader will join Hockey Central at noon and maybe give us more information on that. Again, too, before we hand it off to our friends at Hockey Central, just to let you know what we know right now, Ottawa police are now confirming this is from Graham Richardson of CTV. Ottawa police are now confirming one death in Parliament Hill, three separate shootings, one at the War Memorial, one at the Hill, and another, quote, near Rideau Center. And again, give you an idea of where that is. The War Memorial is kitty corner to the Chateau Laurier, which is right next door to Parliament Hill. The U.S. Embassy is just down the street. Rideau Center is on the other side, away from Parliament Hill, of Ottawa. It is a big shopping center. It is now in a state of lockdown. And we know that at 9:52 a.m. this morning, Ottawa police received a call. They have confirmed this. They received a call of shots being fired in the area of the Cenotaph, the National War Memorial. A gunman opened fire at the National War Memorial, wounding a soldier who was standing on guard at the memorial. That soldier was taken away on a stretcher. If you've seen it on TV, you know that there were people giving him CPR repeatedly as he was taken away in the stretcher. After that,
Gunshots were fired in the center block of Parliament Hill. And again, this is caucus day, so MPs were gathering for their internal meetings. A busy, busy time. Parliament Hill has been placed in lockdown. The Chateau Laurier has been placed in lockdown. Schools in the downtown Ottawa area have been locked down. The Rideau Centre, as I said, the shopping centre has been locked down as well. And we do know that the Toronto Maple Leafs players are safe. They're in their hotel. They have been told to stay in their hotel, so that hotel as well is in lockdown. And for more breaking news, again, 680 News is your place to go. They'll have you covered on all this. We can tell you that Prime Minister Stephen Harper was taken away from the building to an undisclosed location. This from officials in his office, Thomas Mulcair, Justin Trudeau. They are safe. It appears as if the area of concern now is the area actually outside Parliament buildings, the city of Ottawa. The heart of your government is in a virtual lockdown right now. That is it for us. Hockey Central at noon is next. The guys will be joined by Cyril Leader, the president and alternate governor of the Ottawa Senators. For further information on breaking news, as I said, go down the dial to 680 News or up the dial to 680 News, however you want to describe it. And we'll talk to you tomorrow when the Jeff Blair Show continues. Or when the Jeff Blair Show returns, I should say, tomorrow on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Stay safe, everybody.